The commissioner of Oud had been forewarned and had gathered supplies and fortified the residency, ready for a siege. Having only 1,500 troops at his disposal, half of them Bengal sepoys, who had remained loyal to his command. The commissioner, Henry Lawrence, was killed in the first fighting, and command passed to the colonel of the 32nd Foot. The battles were fierce and unrelenting, and many died on both sides. A relief force under Major General Havelock arrived, but this new force was unable to free the defenders of the residency. Finally, General Sir Colin Campbell arrived, and on the 16th of November, his men stormed the rebel enclosures. Campbell's British soldiers had received news that at Cawnpore, British women and children had been butchered and thrown down a well. Their blood was up, and they massacred the Indian mutineers in the grounds of the residency. Tantia Topi, a leader who had risen amongst the rebels, then attacked Campbell with a large force in December, but was defeated with the additional help of Gurkha troops sent by the King of Nepal to aid the British in recapturing Lucknow. At the opening of Rogue Officer, it is April 1858, and mopping up is taking place in central India. Lieutenant Jack Crossman and his men